Nava Groove So Good is just outside my house. Later I'll share why is it called Nava Groove. This is just one of the 6 new launches that is going to launch in November 2024. So I'm going to rush out all 6 before their booking day. Nava Groove by MCL and Cinemas Land. 522 units, TOP 2028. This is the location for Nava Groove, going to launch in November 2024. Now let's do some recap. How much they bought the land for? The developers got it at 1,223 per square feet, and there are 3 bidders, and they got it 23.8% higher than second bidder. This is Parcel B. So for Parcel A is your neighbor Pine Tree Hill, and since UOL already got Pine Tree Hill, for this land they also bidded, and they are the one who is the second bidder, and they bid at 988 per square feet per plot ratio lah. So ask yourself why UOL bidded this land at only 988 per square feet per plot ratio. Then you should know the answer lah. So they got it about 1,223 per plot ratio. So you add in all the Philly Fair Land fees, and with the 15% profit margin, they should be selling around 2,200 per square feet. In today's seller's market, how is it possible that they were going to sell you at this price? And some more, this is a city fringe project. So your neighbor Pine Tree Hill launched in July 2023, and the developer got it at 1,318 per square feet per plot ratio. Nava Groove got it at only 1,223 per square feet per plot ratio, which means for a same product, the developer got it 7.8% cheaper leh. So this comes the opportunity. All we want is developer buying at a good price, and best of all, sell the buyers at a good price lah, so that everyone can be giant hua kui. Let's see whether the hope is real. Okay, now let's talk about the project name again. It's called Nava Groove. I emphasize the word growth. You think about why your neighbor is called Hill. Your neighbor is called Hill, you call Grove. It's because you are near nothing. It's very far from MRT station. That is the reason you are staying in a grove or on top of the hill. But Singapore so small, anywhere also can walk ma. The nearest you can walk is to my favorite Sky Park Arena, which I play soccer there.
Which is only 9 minutes walk, 600 meters.
If you really want to walk to MRT, you can go to Dover MRT, and it just takes you 16 minutes walk, about 1.3 kilometers. Every day to and fro about 2.6 kilometers lah. Not bad lah, you will have very good health and strong legs like Bomb Bomb. If you are more challengers, you can also walk to Clementi MRT station, which is only 1.8 kilometers away, 26 minutes walk. And since I stay very near here, I tell you where is the most happening area here. It's called the Gimo Center. My mother-in-law loves to go there. She go facial there, eat her breakfast there, and buy Bomb Bomb food at the market at food center.
Hi, this is Gimo Market. I come here every day.
And it's very near, just 2.1 kilometers away, 29 minutes walk. The bonus for me and my wife is there is this creamery nearby. Their waffle, ooh la la, very nice. They have this mochi pandan waffle, super good. It is within your Grab Food or Food Panda or Deliveroo area. Go and eat 100 acre creamery. It looks like this, super good. Go and eat and be fat. Very near also, 16 minutes walk, 1.1 kilometers away. Once you have trained up every day, walking to the MRT station, going to Gimo to and fro, you can also try to walk to my favorite 10N shopping mall. Only 7.4 kilometers, 1 hour and 42 minutes only. But by the time you reach there, it will be closed. Okay, now let's look at the site plan. Okay, we have 3 blocks, 1, 2, 3. Do you see my favorite?
Got tennis court.
Hey, it's still got multi-purpose. This one can be like badminton, your favorite picker court. One is ping ping piang piang, the other one ping ping pong pong. Okay, now let's look at the unit mix. This project do have one bidder. The two bidders alone consist about 41.7% of the entire project, and the rest, 3, 4, 5 bidders, consist about 58.3%. So you can see, based on the percentage, developer wants to build this and attract families to stay here. Very important thing now, if you buy this project, will become a giant hua kui in 3 years. So first of all, I'll be touching the floor plan and its indicative price and my average price. And this project, if I'm not wrong, got 20 over story. So when I say average price will be about 11, 12 floor lor. So the first one we have 2-bed, 1-bath, 624 square feet. Ayo, come on, have more standard leh. Don't buy 2-bed, 1-bath. I say so many times already. If you do housewarming, how are your friends going to face you after they stomach ache shit in the only toilet you have? How to face you? How to become your friend? How to look your friend in the face after they come out from the toilet? Then like that, no more friends. So for goodness sake, please don't buy 2-bed, 1-bath. At least 2-bed, 2-bath lah. If not, ask your friend go to the clubhouse and tap in. And do you see here? Aircon ledge, non-strata. This means that this project is harmonization, which is a new calculation. That means the built-in area don't include aircon ledge. Usually for the old calculation, which is with the aircon ledge, I think this 624 square feet size should be around maybe 678 square feet. Okay, now let's look at the price. From 1.388 million, my average 1.46 million, 2,340 per square feet. If you want to convert back to the old calculation, you just minus a 5%. That means you are only buying into this project about 2,220 per square feet. Okay, to see whether this is a good price or not, very simple. You just need to check out how much your neighbor, the Hill, buy 1 year ago. Pine Tree Hill sold July 2023 as day one. And just note, Pine Tree Hill is old calculation, which is not harmonization. That's why based on the same layout, the size is bigger and the per square feet is lower. And they bought their 2-bed, 1-bath, which is 700 square feet, which is around 1.6 million. Not bad, right? The price? Let's look at the next layout. 2-bed, 2-bath, 700 square feet. From 1.568 million, my average 1.65 million, 2,360 per square feet. Okay, then you compare with Pine Tree Hill. Lor. Should be this size, about 1.75 million on average. Wow, which means it's 100k cheaper leh. So there's two ways to calculate into the old calculation. You can compare based on layout and based on the price, which is the easiest to do that. Like Pine Tree Hill, 1.75 million. This is like 1.65, 100k cheaper. If not, you can just minus 5% from the harmonization calculation. This will bring you back to the old calculation. Ayo, it's very confusing, right? But if you know, you know now. If not, just watch this many, many times so that you can watch more ads. Next, we have 2-bedroom plus study, 786 square feet.
Can you see the stove now? Or you can see the induction now? You see, it's an invisible induction eh.
From 1.88 million, my average 2 million, 2,540 per square feet. So if you minus 5% from 2,540 per square feet, that will bring you to about 2,400 per square feet as the old calculation. Then I show you Pine Tree Hill again. Their 2 plus study should be this size, around 2 million, which is about 2,400 to 2,500 per square feet. Okay, so this is how you compare. You want to buy something of value. You don't want to buy a lot higher than your neighbor. The best, buy cheaper so that it gives you a lot of rooms for appreciation. That's where you have all these good ingredients to bake your hua kui bigger and bigger. Okay, so I'm not going to do this for every layout. Let's go to a 3-bedder. 3-bed, 2-bath, 947 square feet. So this one, no storeroom. And this kitchen, there's no window, so I don't think you can walk, hey. So from 2.188 million, my average 2.3 million, 2,430 per square feet. If I'm not wrong, Pine Tree Hill 3-bedder is around this price on day one as well. You see, I got good memory. 3-bed, 2-bath, 990 square feet. This time, we can walk, hey, because there's a window here.
You can walk here.
So again, all these accessories are also provided with the stone as well.
Average 2.35 million, 2,370 per square feet. Okay lah, another 50k, you can walk, hey, eat fried rice every day, yeah. 3-bed, 3-bath, 1098 square feet.
It's a storeroom. You know what is it for? It's for your iRobot. So that it can go home on its own. So next time, all your storeroom cut at the bottom.
This one definitely can walk, hey. From 2.468 million, my average 2.58 million, 2,350 per square feet. This is a good size because Pine Tree Hill don't have. Because their 3 plus study is 1216 square feet, about 2.9 to 3 million. 4-bed, 3-bath, 1335 square feet. From 2.988 million, average 3.15 million, 2,360 per square feet. And not bad lah. So if you minus the 5% away, I think you are getting about 2,002 plus per square feet, which is decent for a project without MRT station. And they have a special 4-bedder. It's called the 4-bedroom dual key.
Come in, you have a foyer, and you got 2 doors, 1 door to your 1-bedder. This is the door to the 3-bedder, 4-bedroom dual key. So for this 1-bedder, you can rent out to your tenant. And the power thing, this one, no walk-in, but you can induction, you see? Invisible induction. Cool, right? Okay, come, then let's go to the 3-bedder. Then you have your kitchen. You have your 3-bedder here, living room.
From 3.468 million, average 3.6 million, 2,460 per square feet. You know who buys dual key or not? It's to buy and you can rent out the one bedder so that you can get the renter to pay for the installment. But at this price, 3.5, 3.6 million, do you think the buyer profile need the small renter to cover the installment? Don't need ma. This is why I rather you buy the normal 4-bedder. Your Pine Tree Hill neighbor also got 1464, but it's a normal 4-bedder. And they got it about 3.65 million. So which is about the same price. But in this case, you can get yourself a dual key lah. Okay, next you have a 4-bed 4-bath with a private lift. 4-bed 4-bath plus private lift, 1,550 square feet. From 3.588 million, average 3.75 million, 2,420 per square feet. Last one is for Giant Hua Kui. 5-bedder, 5-bed, 5-bath, 1,733 square feet.
For 5-bedder, you have private lift. Come in with your bonbon and you reach your 5-bedder.
From 3.988 million, average 4.2 million, 2,420 per square feet. A Pine Tree Hill also have the same size and they got it for 4.5 million on average. Since both projects got the same size, 1,733, which one is bigger in size? Then you are correct lah. Of course, the harmonization one is bigger, which is Nava Grove. Because if you add in another 5% for the aircon ledge, you are almost getting yourself 1.05, about 1,820 square feet of 5-bedroom. And it's about 300k cheaper. I think the only value for staying here is, yes, you may want a cheaper city fringe. That's why you choose something without MRT station. And a bonus, you have 1 kilometer to Henry Park Primary, which I think Pine Tree Hill should have. So how about Nava Grove? I use one map again. The red color means it's within 1 kilometer. The blue is not within 1 kilometer. If I zoom in more, on the right side, Pine Tree Hill should have 1 kilometer to the red color, which is got Henry Park. Your Nava Grove is between the blue and red. Maybe only 1-2 blocks has 1 kilometer to Henry Park. I've done you a favor. I have asked the developer and they don't dare to commit because it's not right to commit saying, oh, this one confirmed got Henry Park. They have to buy, then you're disappointed. And this is the reason they price the project this low, because they don't include Henry Park into the 1 kilometer. So now it's a bit of a gamble lah. Because if you buy this and it's with Henry Park, then you have all the value inside lor. Once the developer know they have 1 kilometer to Henry Park later on, they will sure increase the price. So my take, you better buy the stack, the nearest to the right side one. So you have more chance to be within the 1 kilometer. Okay, now let's summarize. Okay, for location, this area no MRT. And yes lah, you near your Clementi Forest lah. But got fresh air lah. So I'll be giving 4. Launch pricing. Price is very decent lah. It's at least 100 to bigger size 300 cheaper than your neighbor. And based on the indicative price, you are getting about 2,200 to 2,300 per square feet, which is very decent for a city fringe project with no MRT. So for that, I'll be giving
8.5.
Exit strategy. I really hope you have Henry Park so that you can exit to those people who need to enlist their kids into Henry Park. Then you can exit with flying colors and evergreen exit strategy. For that, I'll be giving 7. Overall service score,
6.5 stars.
Now let's guess what's the estimated sold on launch day. 40% and my wife a bit more positive, 45%. This is my contact number, 8606-0670. There are 6 launches at the same time, so I think we are quite busy lah. If you want to stay in City Fringe and you are allergic to MRT, you can contact your own agent to get some info. Since I only reviewed Norwood Grand as my one of my top 3 for this year, and the good news to you, this top 2 projects are one of the 5 new launch projects which I'm going to review next. So stay tuned and I see you in my next video.